Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com greater than. Exposing the conspiracy truth, this is a record of my mission work. I shall not be ignored, I shall not be dismissed, I shall be heard among our community. I demand respect, I demand respect, I demand a life free from the haters, collective elites. They will return, I guarantee you, unless you make a statement against hate internal of the Ryan White Care Act program, that you do not condone the purposeful harassment of persons with HIV in any format, under any reasons, for any cause, God praised or God condemnations. This is absolute. Two messages. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com greater than Thursday, August 30, 2018 at 11:08 p.m. 2. Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, less than M. Maynard at fapinfo.org greater than. CC, Bonnie at Relapuman, Hashnasorama-Guardianship at Grew Up Flippin, Administrative Supervisor, Webdomain slash at slash dph.sbcounty.gov slash Public Health, Ryan White Program, less than B. Flippin at dph.sbcounty.gov greater than, Chris Berger less than CE Berger LLU at gmail.com greater than, hashtag Jonathan.Arellano Jackson, hashtag Cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, a warning against deception and hypocrisy. Less than Jarellano Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov greater than, enable at un.org. Subject, acknowledge this email is received and respond on to it is serious that it seems to be written to the Moral and Social Responsibility Agency of your field industry. I have the evidence record of truth to these assertions. Exposing the conspiracy truth, this is a record of my mission work. I shall not be ignored, I shall not be dismissed, I shall be heard among our community. I demand respect, I demand respect, I demand a life free from the haters, collective elites. They will return, I guarantee you, unless you make a statement against hate internal of the Ryan White Care Act program, that you do not condone the purposeful harassment of persons with HIV in any format, under any reasons, for any cause, God praised or God condemnation disturbed. This is absolute. You acknowledge the system dismissal of this issue, that has allowed others to carry on without interventions for many years and years and years. These perpetrators of hate against the client base of persons living with HIV/AIDS across the entire nation were apparently also internal of the service industry organizations. The proof exists to show this determination evidence truth with the exposed paradigm of unchanging status and retaliation reports on Glassdoor for any attempts at remedy of any kind of manner against the original secret mission of the social service agency activities. You also acknowledge the failings that has occurred in the massive violations of online privacy issues of the gay cruising apps and social community sites such as GRINDR and ADAM4ADAM. Do I need to go to the fucking web and get that evidence for you to acknowledge your role in this conspiracy as a health interface account to these services? Get real. Just look up this is what a massive violation of privacy looks like, and I personally am aware of the security hole that has been present in the ADAM4ADAM social media's inbox alert status code that never was corrected from the first implementation coding of that site's presence on the web that remained stagnation up until this past year. Shameful, shameful, shameful. The Ryan White Care ACT social service field industry is a whole nationally, an authorized authority of high leaderships apologize for this neglectful disregard for the common dignity of our client base and that any reports of such activities will be treated seriously to report to law enforcement for immediate corrective action legal hate crimes law enforcement investigations. Any clients needing to report hate and harassment activities future forward can direct their experiences to. The Ryan White Care Act Social Service Network of the United States-hereby renounces hate-we will help you stop any hate being received at fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding not of peace building known as Potapo. This email address will be network defined to auto-forward any and all emails received to an authority email address concerning this matter. http://cascadeaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding not of peace building known as Potapo. To Twitter thread, https://twitter.com/grewup/status/1,034,973,841,815,553. Ends with this tweet. James Driscoll at Grew Up Now. My status being a refugee from hate, the hater-hungry wolves of the Ryan White Social Services Agencies of the United States of America, a true story plight from hate. http://webdomains.relaphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history /fapinfo.org/mmaynard@fapinfo.org/my status being a refugee from hate, the hater hungry wolves of the Ryan White Social Services Agencies of the United States of America, a true story plight from hate.html. A spoken voice audio narrative presentation of the It Grew Up Peacebuilding Network. Zero replies, zero retweets, zero likes. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com greater than Thursday, August 30, 2018 at 11:14 p.m. 2. Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, less than M. Maynard at fapinfo.org greater than. CC, Bonnie at Relapumin, Hashnasorama-Guardianship@GrewUpFlippin, Administrative Supervisor, webdomain/@/dph.sbcounty.gov/public-ealth, Ryan White Program, bflippin@dph.sbcounty.gov greater than, Chris Berger less than CEBergerLLU@gmail.com greater than, #Jonathan.ArianoJackson, #Cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, a warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson@pd.sbcounty.gov greater than, enable@un.org. The long URL got malformed in the first attempt. Here we go again. It is the it in the file name, but it should work. http://webdomains.relaphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history /fapinfo.org/m.maynard@fapinfo.org/my-status-being-a-refugee from hate-the-hater-hungry-wolves of the Ryan White Social Services Agencies of the United States of America-a-true-story-plight from hate.html. FYI, Dr. Christopher Eric Berger has a Facebook business listing page at https://www.facebook.com/Dr. Christopher Eric Berger MD 23782978325863/. James M. Driscoll to Dr. Christopher Eric Berger MD. August 25th at 11:58 p.m. QR scan code in this image is http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, /Dr. Christopher Eric Berger/trustbinding-Dr. Christopher Eric Berger.html. There are affixed messages of discouragement to engage in the treatment standard that I was dishonestly placed into with counseling session of 5 hours total time. In the establishment of understandings, nothing will break the paradigm that is holding you all to act secretively and act morality and ethical onto clients and patients. I caught the methodology long time before I began my session time with Dr. Berger, so I know what to look for, and sure enough, you all can't come to a discussion. Discourse honestly with integrity without this extreme bias affecting your behaviors and your choices of insolence upon my freedoms and dignity of life presence and choices. You all are immorally impassable. Yes, I read publications like this to my knowledge and enlightened views of our world. Much of this shit is unethically leveraged against clients' freedoms because of a justification of public health factors, which is bull fucked up human shit. Sex privacy, and public health in a casual encounters culture. Mary D. Fan. An real world example of an hate encounter of an SMS chat conducted by legal worker, a paralegal, truth finder background check report proved. Warning. Adult content is presented here without censored presence. This SMS conversation transpires exactly word to word, line by line, to its conclusion. You can make observation of where this hate comes from, when the leaders of the HIV social services recruits a paralegal to engage me in this behavior. http://fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, /phone number /720313-1459/. Index of /phone number /720313-1459. Parent directory. #fuckedupumangisarasola/George Mark Adsit. What the hell is wrong with this conversation? Relaphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history @gmail.com, gmail.htm. George Mark Adsit, what the hell is wrong with this conversation? Relaphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history @gmail.com, gmail_phyla/. James Driscoll_LinkedIn.html. James Driscoll_LinkedIn_phyla/. LinkedIn messaging, Mark George Adsit, block.html. LinkedIn messaging, Mark George Adsit, block.phyla/. To George Mark Adsit, PT1, MP3. To George Mark Adsit, PT2, MP3. To George Mark Adsit, PT3, MP3. Truthfinder, GeorgeMarkAdsit.htm. Truthfinder, GeorgeMarkAdsit_phyla/. Facebook.com/. I now merge this introduction with the three-part MP3 segmented SMS transcript add to spoken voice narrative chat dialogue. Warning. You are about to get blown away by my open-ended non-embarrassment of reality. I am ethically justified in these decisions, and the other side of this conversation is a confirmed hate-harassing source of embarrassment, since this is web filed in his direct real name presence, attached to his truth finder name. He does not wish to reveal the source of who directed him to pursue contact with me. My logical conclusion in the aftermath is that it was Jamie Villalobos, second tier leadership director of the Colorado Health Network with the title, regional director. God sees all secrets, we are as sick as our secrets. http://adankra.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe to browse education/reference./08-3-godcecil-secrete/we%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20
Real Up Human, Net 7:08 p.m. Saturday, March 12, 2016 URL, http://fuckageofhuman.net/. %5B phone numbers %5D slash 720-313-1459 slash George %20 Mark %20 Adsit %20 %20 %20 What %20 The %20 Help %20 IS %20 Wrong %20 With %20 This %20 Conversation %20 %20 Dash %20 Realofhuman.net at gmail.com %20 %20 gmail.htm to Georg Mark Ads, Gads George. A for a, Gerard 720-313-1459, Mobile March 12, 16, 6:36 p.m. Now George. A for a, Gerard. Sorry to bother you but I have a number for James and I was wondering which James this is. This is George by the way 10:46 a.m. me, this is James. But I am dealing with a serious problem of harassment. Therefore at this time I am basically ignore most of my incoming channels of communication. What can I do for you? If you are not a part of the recent harassment I have been receiving, there is going to have to be some better trust hit swap between us before I can continue this exchange. 5:21 p.m. George. A for a, Gerard. Hey James, this is George. I know it's not me. I met you online via Adam. For Adam, I was supposed to come over one Sunday afternoon but got tied up and couldn't make it. But no, we haven't met and it's just that if I had deleted your number because you had given it to me and told me to text you when I was coming over but now it's not me. I'm not harassing you so I had deleted your number and so when I was going through my phone this morning I saw this number and I just asked who is this. That's also sorry about the harassment but I hope you have a good night again. I'm George. We met on Adam for Adam and I've invited you over to my place. I live at 12th and York. You won't come over so but I hope it gets better for you. James 5:46 p.m. me, I remember you George, and when one person after the next over and over and over says they are connecting or contacting me, and flake out. They are not real. This has been going on for months now. I cannot trust any and all of my communication channels. This includes Adam for Adam. There has to be some other trust app installed into the view of who and what I will trust. I will explain that in a minute. 5:56 p.m. me, but until we all accept this new standard of trust apps, together as a community, we will be better off, and anyone balking at the notion, well they are flakes or not real and ultimately I have caught a serious hate group collective that has been targeting me. They just so might be targeting the entire community. So you can establish yourself on that plane of existence truth. 5:58 p.m. George. A for a, Gerard. I do believe James I did contact you and tell you I would not be able to make it. After all I know what you mean about that I've already deleted my Adam for Adam account. I don't believe anybody is real on there where they just like to play mind games or something. I don't know what it is but oh yeah I've deleted my account there. 5:59 p.m. George. A for a, Gerard. Well I'm sorry sir I have no clue to what you're talking about. I'm a hate group, a group that hates homosexuals or what I don't know. For some reason I'm watching MSNBC live talk about a hate group. Donald Trump, he is just talking the hatred and I'm just sorry you're going through whatever you're going through that we've never met. Maybe one day we will and maybe one day you'll take a chance come over. I know that from what I recall on Adam for Adam you are a bottom who likes to be fucked. 6:02 p.m. me, my account on Adam for Adam. Every cum drop you got is very long standing. Let me look up my first welcome message. 6:03 p.m. George. A for a, Gerge. I know I was jealous. I mean I would have liked to been there when more than one or two white guys with big cocks were there. I like three ways myself. I bought some black guys, they're okay, but I really do prefer tall, thin, well thick cock white guy and I don't care how old they are. I don't care as long as they have big thick white cock. 6:06 p.m. me. Did I say you were part of a hate group? 6:13 p.m. me, I now don't believe a word that you say. As far as jealousy or envy goes. 6:16 p.m. George. A for a, Gearns, you've never met me, we've never talked, so how you can judge me or put me as part of a hate group? I just ask whose number this was, I will delete it again and I will never bother you again. James, you're a fucking weirdo, you can put your ass up on Adam for Adam all you want. What a fucking nuts you are, and don't reply back, you son of a bitch. You've never met me, you've never talked to me, and you judge people like that. You're no better than Donald Trump. 6:19 PM me. MMS received. 6:20 PM me. MMS received. 6:21 PM me. MMS received. 6:22 PM me. That first symbol showing on this page is the Adinkra symbol of jealousy and envy. 6:23 PM George. Afora, Gearns, you are out there, man, way out there. I'm sure people who come over once never come over again. There is nothing about you that I am jealous or envious of, so you sit there and tell a total stranger everything that's wrong with them. Buddy, you have a sad life if your only enjoyment is posting pictures of your old naked ass up in the air begging for men, groups of men, to come over and fuck you. You know what, if anybody needed God, probably you. I mean, I'm not judging, but I'm only surmising. You have done nothing but belittle me, and you don't even know who I am. All I did was ask who this was because your number was on my phone. Go preach to somebody else, buddy. I'm sitting here listening to Donald Trump and I'm thinking of you, and you're probably a follower of his. 6:26 PM me. You put yourself into that category, not me. 6:27 PM me. Follow the logic of what I said versus your reply. Logically, your conversation prices derail my literal statements upon you. 6:28 PM me. Prices equals pieces. 6:28 PM me. I never said you are a part of this hate group. You did. 6:28 PM me. But I take it that I have hit the nerve I needed to conclude the truth of this thread. Pound fucked up human geyser ASSHL. 6:28 PM George. A for a. Gearns, I see why people are hating on you. I wish them all the luck in the world. Leave me alone, you dumb fuck. Get a life. There's more to life than lifting your legs, getting high, partying and playing and getting fucked by as many men as you can. Obviously it has not satisfied your old ass, so leave me alone. No, I'll just block you, so wish you well, you old fuck. 6:30 PM me. http://www.improvyoursocialskills.com/conversation/conversation-flow. 6:30 PM me. You're incapable of carrying on a normal conversational style with me. But I mean by normal conversational style. 6:31 PM me. This is abnormal conversation. Reply here, or more typical of a person of guilt or assignation to being the harasser or part of harassing group. Test confirmed. Hate speech is all you know how to reply when you're exposed. You're exposed. One more to add to the queue for all to see eventually. 6:34 PM George. A for a. Gearns, look in the mirror, you fuck. You started it. All I did was ask whose number this was. What drug are you on, you psycho? You are psychotic. You don't know anything, you fucking idiot. 6:36 PM me. You dumb fuck. You are the one who hit me today, and for that you are hating at me for hitting you back is a thoughtful reply. Then you carry on like this. Your hateful heart shows your words across. Mine are from the side. Stop fucking contacting me and harassing me, you hate group. 6:37 PM me. Keep coming to this hate conversation. 0. It will be directed to http://fuckyjafuman.net/phone numbers /720-313-1459-640 PM me. Go to http://fuckyjafuman.net/phone numbers/. You see, I can in fact do this. 6:40 PM me. 720-313-1459. Background check report says, jobs. 6:45 PM me. I did not accuse you of anything. You place yourself into that light. Again, this whole conversation can be placed to the public memo space. http://fuckyjafuman.net/phone numbers/720-313-1459. Let the public decide who is what in this. 6:47 PM me. As one of your educational merits is life, this should be one hell of a life lesson, not to engage in hate speech at all, such as you have done so here to this number. 720-295-8286. I have not hated on you at all in such regards. Wow, you are so full of yourself and what you think I am here. I said I was involved in serious harassment. Again, if you were a part of the community, that would be you were also being targeted. 6:54 PM me. But if you are part of this hate group or otherwise, well, you took what I wrote and placed it literally yourself on your own shoulders. And the resulting obnoxious replies subsequently from that point just furthers onto that position instead of attempting to clarify you are outside of it. Don't bother trying to defend yourself in what you have actually placed into this conversation, real. Dumbfuck is a direct rep. Lie to yours, dumbfuck has been the only name calling made, and it is to show you the indifference that I have in language toward yours.
TBC Devotionals. We are as sick as our secrets. Abby Sharp. SECRETS. The hidden corners in our lives that are difficult to keep but even more difficult to share. Secrets which are not confined to whispered confessions from a friend over dinner but which are stored in poisonous vials, harbored in a dark corner of the soul, slowly spilling and killing the heart and spirit. They come disguised as the past that promises to define your future. The mistakes that mar your name. The regrets that haunt with each look in the mirror. The memories that return with each day dawning. Secrets weigh us down, spiraling us into a season of isolation, trapping us into a cycle of sin and more sin in order to cover up what is being hidden. Secrets tangle us in a web of shame, doubt, and uncertainty, providing temporary false shields of anonymity and protection, all the while giving the enemy easy access to unleash some serious and detrimental spiritual warfare. You see, keeping secrets allows us to deny or hide the fact there is a sin in our life. We become separated from light, shrouded in darkness. To put it mildly, our secrets simply make us sick. Where do I find healing from my secrets? How can God use my secrets for good? Take a look at David, a man described as one after God's own heart. In 2 Samuel 11, David lusts after Bathsheba, another man's wife. After luring her to his home and impregnating her, David then seeks out her husband and arranges for his murder. Talk about a huge secret to harbor. How can one recover from such sin and secrecy to become a king and a man referred to as a hero? Psalm 32 describes the struggle King David felt while hiding his sin, his bones literally wasting away as he groaned in agony, Psalm 32:3. There were consequences to his sin and his secret was making him sick. How do we purge this sickness from our lives? How do we uproot the bitter fruit planted firmly in our soul? Repentance. David explains in Psalm 51 what true repentance looks like, an honest approach to acknowledging our sins as God sees them and asking for forgiveness. David longs for righteousness and restoration as he begs God to create in him a pure heart and a steadfast spirit. The subsequent peace that David describes as an olive tree flourishing in the house of God, Psalm 52:8, is granted after confession and repentance. Proverbs 28:13 promises, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Psalm 90:8 states even our secret sins are known to God. There is no secret that God does not already know about. Our Father is a Father who forgives, redeems, and restores. He is waiting with arms outstretched, ears open to hear, and a heart ready to pour out an endless supply of mercy and grace on those who call on Him. 2 Corinthians 3:16-17 gives us a refreshing glimpse of the hope that lies with repentance, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom. Freedom from the lies, from the pain. Freedom from the shame and the guilt and the attacks the enemy has unleashed upon you for far too long. Freedom is for you and for me and it's free. Confession is always the first step to recovery, whether that be from sin, secrecy, or an addiction struggle. God already knows our struggles, He simply asks that we turn to Him for guidance and for safekeeping of those secrets we hold so tightly in our hearts. Our Father offers total forgiveness for total disclosure. What is stopping you from finding healing for the sickness? Reflect. Do you have a secret you have not brought before God? What is keeping you from the freedom that follows confession and repentance? Do you trust that the Lord will forgive and redeem you? Have you experienced God's grace and mercy in the past? Remind yourself of His faithfulness. Spend some time reading David's story. The same God who forgave and restored David is the same God who is waiting to forgive and restore you. Source. https://www.thebridgecenterrecovery.org/we-are-sick-is-our-secret/